You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turgeon, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome the incredible Sway Bhatia from the Mighty Ducks Game Changers, Succession, Really Rosie, and The Perfect Fit, and the amazing Daniel Dunlow from The Green Room 42 and The Perfect Fit. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. As young performers in the theater world, improving our skills is always something that we work on. We don't do it because we have to. We do it because we can't imagine ourselves doing anything other than playing music, singing, acting, or dancing. It's kind of like kids who play soccer. They can't imagine themselves doing anything but working on their soccer skills. I actually did try soccer once, but quickly ran back to music. But with anything, whether it's sports or the arts, it's the practicing and putting each of our skills we learn together. That reminds me of the song Putting It Together by one of my favorite composers, Stephen Sondheim. The song is from the musical Sunday in the Park with George. Although the song and the context of the musical is about the challenges of producing modern art, I definitely think it can be related to putting all the skills together that we learn throughout our lives to succeed in our craft or sport. Here's Putting It Together. By bit, putting it together, piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution, every little detail plays a part. Having just a vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts. Ounce by ounce, putting it together, small amounts adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation, otherwise it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation, having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale, have to hold to your vision. What's a little cocktail conversation if it gets the funds for your foundation? Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember vinyl is expensive. Dot by dot, building up the image. Shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your objective, not give all your privacy away. A little bit of hype can be effective, long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you still audition. Art isn't easy. Overnight, you're a trend. You're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end. You're suddenly last year's sensation. All they ever want is repetition. All they really like is what they know. Gotta keep a link with your tradition. You gotta learn to trust your intuition while you reestablish your position, so that you can be on so that your work can be on exhibition. New boy, they tell you till you're blue boy. You're new or else you're through boy. And even if it's true boy, do what you can do. Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, working on the visions night and day. All takes is time and perseverance, with a little luck along the way. Putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents. Mapping out the songs, but in addition, harmonizing each negotiation. Balancing the songs, that's all musician, with a part that's strictly presentation. Balancing the money with a mission, till you have the perfect orchestration. Even if you do have the suspicion, that's taking all your concentration. The art of making art, it's putting it together, bit by beat, bit by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, track by track, reel by reel, stack by stack, meal by meal, deal by deal, spiel by spiel. And that is the state of the art. My first guest has been putting all of her amazing skills together for years. I first met her at dance and worked with her on the Broadway School of Rock promo tour. She can now be seen in two TV shows at once. She's on Succession on HBO and on The Mighty Ducks Game Changers on Disney+. I'm so happy to welcome back Sway Bhatia.
Hi, Sway.
Hi.
I am just so incredibly proud of you, and you're just amazing in the Mighty Ducks Game Changers series.
Thank you so much.
Of course. I remember when you told me that you booked it, I was just sad that you weren't able to be part of the perfect fit right then. But I was beyond happy that you were going to shoot the series. I mean, first of all, the series is incredible, and if that wasn't enough, it's on Disney+.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to do something like this. And I'm a big Disney and Disney Plus fan, as you know. So, I mean, getting to be part of the Disney Plus family is so special. And I was so sad that I missed the perfect fit as well. But I still keep having the song stuck in my head. And I listen to the EP all the time, literally this morning. And this is, like, so true. I brought out my binders because I'm getting ready for school. And I found my perfect fit binder. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and sing some of the songs. So this morning I was singing Checking In.
Yay. It's a really fun song.
Oh my God. Yeah. I haven't sung that song in a while because Time is the one that I've always sung all the time. So I was like, let's listen to the other one. But it was cool to sing it again. Now it's stuck in my head.
Now for Mighty Ducks Game Changers, what was the audition process like for you?
Well, for my first audition, I got to go in person at the ABC Studios out of New York, which is really important for me. Thank God I didn't have a self-tape because I happen to book jobs easier when I'm in person and I'm interacting with real people. So I had that great opportunity. And in fact, I actually went in for a different character originally. So I went in for the role and I read the first episode and I was like, hold on, who's this Sophie girl? She looks cool. Why am I not auditioning for her? So, you know, I went in for my audition. I did the other person's lines and they were like, okay, that was great, but we're going to bring you in next week for Sophie. I was like, oh, thank the Lords. And it was so crazy that, like, what I thought, they thought as well. And then I went back next week and I did my Sophie sides. I just connected to her so much and her character. I mean, just seeing somebody with, like, an Indian description was, like, well, a little confusing to me why I didn't have her originally. But I got my way to her, and then I went to L.A. for the test round. And then, yeah, that's, yeah.
Now, what was life on set before and during COVID like?
I mean, in February, we were definitely more free. There was no worry of COVID. I mean, it was actually still floating around, but it was very new to the world, especially the US and Canada. So COVID wasn't really a worry then. So there was no masks or social distancing or quarantining. So we had, when we got to Vancouver in February, we had 2 weeks of hockey training with NHL players, and then we had 2 weeks of filming. So it was 1 month time there, and then we had a whole 6 month quarantine break because we were actually supposed to film the rest of the season in April, starting in April, and that didn't happen. So we actually went back in August, and we had 2 weeks of quarantine, and then 2 weeks of hockey training, and then 4 or 5 months of filming. So it was a pretty crazy process. But when we got back in Vancouver in August, there was the whole fear of catching COVID, especially because there was a whole summer lockdown process. So this is the first time I was actually getting out of the house for reals. And, you know, being with other people, I was so honored that I actually got to be with other people during the hard time. So that was great. But I mean, getting to work with the amazing cast is awesome. But we got through it. We finally finished the season, and I'm so glad we got it all done because that was definitely a fear of us getting shut down. But we pushed through and we finished.
Now, the Mighty Ducks Game Changers series is all about, well, hockey. Did you do, like, all of your own skating and stunts in the show?
I did most of my stunts, in fact. I mean, it was hard for my character because she's such a strong hockey player. And with only 2 weeks of training in the pilot and 2 weeks of training after, which is like, you know, 1 month training. It definitely taught me a lot. And in fact, yesterday I actually hit up an ice rink, which was really nice to be back on the ice. I actually got in my figure skates because that's something I've been doing for a long time. So I've been a figure skater ever since I was growing up in Dubai. So that's been a long time ago, probably around the age from 4 to 7, 8. But I really put it on a pause just to focus on my whole acting career. I never thought it would come into play as an actor. So when I got this audition, I was like, oh my God, I get to go back on the ice. And, you know, I as soon as I booked it, I went to my local ice rink, actually the one where I trained before. So it was really cool getting to go back to my ice rink and you know, kind of perfect my hockey skills. I mean, a lot of us were using stunt doubles very much, but I mean, throughout the show, we had so many hockey scenes that there was so much practice throughout. So later on in the show, I definitely do more of my stunts then. So you will get to see that, though. It's awesome that we got to do our own stunts and learn hockey for the job.
Well, you play such an incredible character in the show. Can you tell us about her?
Yeah, I mean, Sophie is such a cool girl, and what's so special about her is that her last name, Bott, is my grandmother's maiden name. So her name has a special place in my heart. And Hansen, I was like, oh my God, I'm related to Dear Evan Hansen. This is so cool. Really to Evan Hansen. But I just love my character. I think she has a fierce, spunky personality, and she has layers to her personality as well, where she, what I love about Disney Plus and the show is that they really highlighted Sophie's insecurities. And I think that's something that's really special because nobody's perfect. And that's something that everybody has insecurities. So I'm glad that they highlighted that from her side. And, you know, she's a little afraid of her parents in a way because they want her to be the best at everything. They want her to win all the games. They want her to be on this Hard Ducks team so she can get into a good college like Harvard. And she's, you know, 12 years old and already has like a college counselor and is going to all these insane hockey camps. She doesn't get summer vacation. She never gets a break. And she deals with that. And she's going through a little pain with her knee. And you know, she has all these hard times, but she has people like Evan who she can trust and she can talk to and she can really talk about what she's going through. So I think that's something that's really special about her. She has so many layers and she shows it to different people. And I think that's also a challenge for me because I'm like, okay, what side of Sophie am I showing in this scene? But it was a great challenge. I'm so glad I got to, you know, take it on. And I'm so excited for everybody to see the later episodes of Sophie and what happens to her.
Now, I am so happy that you were able to join me at the Early Night Show Live. You were incredible, and I had so much fun working with you again and accompanying you. How did you feel about performing live again?
Like I've never felt before. It was so amazing to be back in person. It was so special, especially getting to be with, you know, close friends like we are and all the other people in the show. It was really amazing to be back at the Green Room. It was such a special feeling, especially getting to have my cast member Luke there with me. Just being in person is something that we don't get to do much. I mean, for me, filming, I got to do that, but it's different when you're with an audience. That's different than film. So, I mean, audience stuff we haven't done in a while. So it was really amazing to be back in person and perform some of my favorite song. One of my favorite songs, which is actually from a Disney Plus show. So supporting my own people, it was really fun.
Yay. Well, I am so excited to share your incredible performance with everyone. Here's Sway Bhatia singing Out of the Old from High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Feels like I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Don't fit in with these familiar faces, and the games they play don't mean a thing to me. I know there's so much more. I can't stop dreaming and thinking that maybe I could be someone different, more than a yearbook memory. If I leave this, I'm risking everything. Am I on the right?
wish this town could give me everything, but I still feel stopped when every light turns green. Why can't I let it go? I can't stop dreaming and thinking that maybe I could be someone different, more than a yearbook memory. Leaving all this, I'm risking almost everything, but there's only
so much Sway. That was amazing. I can't wait to continue watching the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. My next guest actually worked with me and Sway Bhatia in the off-Broadway premiere of my original musical, The Perfect Fit. In addition to bringing the character Jonah to life in my musical, he continues to bring so much needed music to New York City, where he runs the Green Room 42. I'm so happy to welcome Daniel Dunlow.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show. So I had the best time performing live and being back at the Green Room 42, all thanks to you. I've missed you so much and the Green Room 42 as well.
We've missed you, Josh.
Now, while the Green Room 42 was closed, how did you remain connected to the arts?
Oh, well, while the Green Room was down during COVID, like, we not only spent every week planning to reopen when we were given the green light to do it, so that definitely kept me involved with, like, what's going on in the arts, the state of the art, if you will, but I also spent a lot of time watching a lot of old films, which I found out I really enjoy, so...
Hi, yay. Now, I feel like the Green Room 42 is really helping to bring back live music and the arts to New York City in such a safe way, and I'm so appreciative of it. What changes can audience members expect when they buy tickets to see a show at the Green Room 42?
So right now, our audiences have to wear a mask throughout the entire show. The doors open 15 minutes before the show. Just come in, sit down, wear your mask, watch the show. We do give all of our ticketed patrons $10 to spend out on the open air terrace before or after the show. So people can still consume food and drink, but in the room, masks on, 6 feet apart from everybody. Our staff is vaccinated. We're very thankful for that. And then, you know, we encourage our customers to be as well. Last evening, when the Skibbies performed, we had a question asked of how many people in the room are vaccinated, and every single person raised their hand in the audience. So we really feel like we're creating a wonderful safe space for arts to return to New York City.
Now, are there any upcoming shows that our audience should be aware of?
Of course, your audience should be aware of every upcoming show at the Green Room 42, but we have Eden Espinoza, Erica Henningsen, Alice Ripley, some wonderful residencies, some great artists, and people that are just so excited to go back to work and be in a room with people and perform.
Oh, yay. Now, where can our audience purchase tickets to future shows at the Green Room 42?
Your audience can purchase tickets to future shows at the Green Room 42 at www.thegreenroom42.com.
Yay.
I might have turned my finger the wrong way. I don't know. I don't know which way it's which. Well,
now at the Early Night Show this month, it was so much fun to have you join me as a very special surprise guest. What song did you select and why did you choose that song?
This month we did one of my favorite songs of all time. It's in the Sondheim canon. It's Not While I'm Around from Sweeney Todd. And we found a way to do it with a little wink and a nod to the world in which we are living.
Now, you had me cracking up the entire performance, and I can't wait for everyone to see it. Here's the amazing Daniel Dunlow's take on Not When I'm Around.
Oh, Daniel, hey!
It's a clumsy little thing, right?
It is. The masks can be very clumsy sometimes, you know, if they fall on the ground, then you need to do it. If you have a disposable one, you need to get a new one.
I know, but it's a risk and reward kind of deal, right? It's annoying, but, you know, what's even more annoying is death. So, you know, we keep them, we wear them, and they do good for us, I guess.
And, you know, if we didn't have masks around during this time, what would we all do? Like, seriously.
I mean, they're literally saving lives.
That's true. Or by wearing masks, we're saving lives.
Yeah, the masks themselves. Yeah.
Themselves.
If they could speak, they would be like the Oprah Winfrey of physical form, right?
Yeah.
It's a... Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I've got ways.
You're wasting the masks.
No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others may desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, they're washable. This is some downtown performance art. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care. I've got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others may desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time,
was incredible, Daniel. I can't wait to return to the Green Room 42. Make sure to check out the Green Room 42's website for all of their wonderful programming, including more early night show lives. Also, don't forget to watch Sway in the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Joshua Turchin. We play Minecraft Among Us and play some music, so come follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to Early Night Show Casting @gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Sway Bhatia and Daniel Dunlow. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.